We just interviewed Mark Cuban as our 14th billionaire on the platform. By the time you listen to this, hopefully we'll have 15, 20, maybe even 30 plus billionaires we've interviewed on billionaires.com. And there's only one billionaires.com, and we're building it in a way that adds value to everybody as we go. And so as we build that resource, it's going to be something that makes it easier for us to meet new billionaires, easier to get billionaires to speak at our investor club event. And then that's going to have other investors and other members coming to our events because of that choke point.
Welcome to the Accredited Investor Podcast, which you will learn from the world's leading experts, thought leaders, industry titans, and the who's who in business. This podcast provides diverse, high-level, and timely information for accredited investors and those looking to scale their business to the next level. I'm the host, Jonathan Tuttle, founder at Midwest Park Capital, a boutique mobile home park real estate fund, Revenue Send, a leading digital consulting and fractional CMO agency, Business Cash Out, a boutique M&A firm focused on service-based businesses, and a part of the founding team at Wowie Pop, a mood-enhancing kava beverage. This episode is sponsored by Prestige, the world's most exclusive social networking app. All links are in the show notes below. Enjoy the show. Please like, comment, and share this podcast with friends. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Richard C. Wilson here. This is video number 8 in our mini series on how to start a family office. This is going to be on one of the most powerful topics that's really transformed my business. It allowed us to hit 7 figures in revenue our first 3 years in business. And now after 15 years, it's still one of the most powerful strategies we continue to use over and over again. So I'm first going to define what the strategy is, and then I'm going to give you a dozen different examples to make it super clear that whether you have a little bit of money to invest in this idea or a little bit of time or a lot of money and time, you can use this to really grow your family office balance sheet and grow your business holdings. So the strategy is acquiring strategic choke points. This is looking at an industry and figuring out what is driving your costs, what's slowing you down, what's the anchor that you have to drag behind you. What's slowing down all of your competitors? What's the big frustration in the industry? Is it finding new clients? Is it getting distribution? Is it getting more timely information? And the more that you can acquire resources that eliminate that choke point or release that pressure, but also because of that competitive position, you either make your competitors' lives harder and have to go through you now, or your life becomes much, much easier and it's hard to displace you. That's what a strategic choke point is. In the movie 300, there's a 300-person army that is holding back 7,000 plus person army because they were at the edge of a canyon where it's just two people wide. And so they held that choke point, and that allowed them to defend that area with a very few resources because it was a strategic choke point. If you look in the Middle East, there's a few different oceans and seas where a lot of oil has to flow through a little tiny strait and body of water to access oceans and global ports and trade. That's a strategic choke point. Many other examples of choke points exist within our business. For example, I wrote the only book on how to start a family office. That's a choke point. Because we are the only one, and then people come to us for this work that we do for them for free. We also last year bought billionaires.com. We just interviewed Mark Cuban as our 14th billionaire on the platform. By the time you listen to this, hopefully we'll have 15, 20, maybe even 30 plus billionaires we've interviewed on billionaires.com. And there's only one billionaires.com, and we're building it in a way that adds value to everybody as we go. And so as we build that resource, it's going to be something that makes it easier for us to meet new billionaires, easier to get billionaires to speak at our investor club event. And then that's going to have other investors and other members coming to our events because of that choke point. A couple other examples would be when we are looking to help our motel to apartment conversion group. We've invested in their infrastructure. They buy really ugly motels, convert them into multifamily studio kitchenettes. One idea we had was, well, let's look at the motel brokers nationally or regionally, and we either buy one of those motel brokers or invest into their business or pay them an extra fee if they give us a half day heads up to look at a deal, underwrite it real quick, and give them a thumbs up or not, and whether we'd like to have that type of a deal within our portfolio. That'd be an example of getting access to deal flow first. Other times it might be volunteering at a local nonprofit that's full of potential investors that would be a great fit for a business that you're trying to raise capital for. Or let's say like today, I'm here speaking at a offshore trust and estate planning event behind me here. I just met someone who owns a couple dozen McDonald's. We have a $150 million net worth investor here who's put $1.33 million of commitment into our Airbnb short-term rental fund. And I'm a speaker here and trainer at this workshop for how to create a family office and how to start your family office. That position is a leadership position. And if I don't mess it up, they'll invite me back next year and I'll be able to speak here again and again and again. Some of the speakers here have been coming for 20 years to speak to this very high-end audience in an intimate setting. So if you don't mess up leading your local nonprofit, or if you negotiate the exclusive sponsorship of a local Tiger 21 group, EO group, Vistage group, manufacturing business owners group, whatever your niche may be, then that's a leadership position you can maintain. And it turns into a strategic choke point, because unless you do a bad job or lose interest in doing it, it's now yours and you've secured that. A really expensive version of a choke point, which really drives home this point really clearly, I heard when I was in Berlin speaking at a private equity event, and it was looking at agricultural assets in Africa. And a lot of people there may own 1,000, 3,000 acres. And the value of that land is pretty low per acre, unless there's minerals underneath the ground. But to survey the ground to identify minerals, you have to spend $500,000. And these farmers didn't have that money. So a savvy investor went, bought the airplane, bought the surveying equipment, and went to these farmers and said, I'll survey your land for $10,000, just the price of gas and the pilot. I've already had the sunk cost of the airplane, but if I find any minerals, I would like 5% of all of the value that is found and derived from that. So by making one investment, he's able to survey 100 plus pieces of land and pick up lots of mineral rights. If he had taken that same money and went and bought mineral rights, then he would not have gotten nearly as much for his money. So I hope you can see by giving all these examples of choke points, how it really adds to momentum in business. When we first started our business, we first had the goal of becoming the most visited website on family offices. We bought familyoffices.com. We grew that up. We then wanted to have the best-selling book in the space. We did that. So then we wrote a book on single family offices. Then we wrote a book on how to start a family office to have the top two books in those niches. Then we bought centimillionaires.com and wrote the top book on 100 million plus net worth families and the six headaches they always have when they come to me. And now we're in the process of interviewing billionaires for billionaires.com. And the medical practice side, we believe in this idea. This is not just a video module just because, oh, I felt like I needed to make something up to create another module. It's a really critical business skill to think at a family office level. We recently bought the largest social media network in dentistry and rolled up several groups. So we own over 50 social media assets in dentistry. We have 375,000 members in our social media assets. And now that's a choke point because we can get a meeting with anybody we want in dentistry because we have the most influential social media network. So these are strategies that you make a one-time investment. You might need to maintain it. Like with a social media group, we have to maintain the content going out. Sometimes you just buy it once. And then now that's operating on its own as its own P&L, its own operating business. Sometimes you buy it once and then you have it forever. So all different choke points will act differently. But many times once you've secured it, it's relatively easy to maintain that strong position. So I hope you found this idea as exciting as it is to me. This idea has really changed my life. Evan Pagan turned me onto this idea when I went to him when I started my business. And I said, if you were to point me to one book that would scale my business to seven figures, what would it be? And he said, Mastering the Rockefeller Habits by Vern Harnish. He didn't even hesitate. And in that book, there's one chapter on acquiring choke points. If you love this concept, I've got a 60-minute webinar just on choke points. I like talking about this stuff just for fun. So if you want to identify choke points for your family office, for your balance sheet, or your business, or if you want to help setting up your family office, then of course, let me know. That's the whole point of this series. This was video number 8. Our next video in the mini series is going to be on investment structure strategies. And it's going to be a great one. So I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, it's Jonathan. Make sure to download and listen weekly as I bring the top entrepreneurs sharing their best insights and timely information. Finally, I get people asking me to help them one-on-one. Yes, I can, but it's very limited. Go to revenueascend.com for fractional CMO and business consulting. For real estate investing, go to midwestparkcapital.com. And those looking to invest or sell their service-based business, go to businesscashout.com. All links are included below. please like, comment, and share the Accredited Investor Podcast with your friends. Thanks for listening.